Music plays an integral role across all cultures around the globe, and to celebrate its importance, Brisbane's festival's Maruka Block Party showcased many multicultural performers. One band is committed to entertaining and engaging people of all walks of life with inspiring music from Southern Africa. The Sydney-based Echoes of African Music performed on the day, grooving crowds with their beats. I spoke with a lead singer and backup vocalist from Echoes of African Music, Francis Peary, to find out more about the band and why music plays such a crucial role in our lives.
Well, my name is Francis Peary, and I sing in a band called Echoes of African Music. I'm one of the lead singers, and I also do backing vocals. I'm originally from Malawi, but I was born and bred in Zimbabwe. So the band is mainly composed of people that come from Zimbabwe. When we moved over here to Australia, we actually continued with our music love. And while we were loving music, we've been, you know, coming together, watching people sing and play. And we came together, myself and Simba, and another Simba. So we've got two Simbas in the team, one who plays the lead guitar and the other one who plays percussion, and I sing, and we came together and formed a band about 10 years ago, and we've been singing around Sydney. We usually have a Zimbabwean community gala where we usually play together and we sing for the crowds. We also get involved in other states. We've been invited in Townsville, where we play at the Townsville Festival. Here at Maruka is the first time. We've come here to Maruka because I believe the organizers have seen our name, that we actually perform, and they actually invited us to perform.
Yeah, so tell us about like the style of music you play. So obviously Africa, I'd imagine there's different elements from various parts of the regions you might bring together. So you can tell us about just the music and everything.
Yeah, so our type of music is called Chigio, but we do get a lot of inspiration from African jazz, Afro jazz, like the type of music that was played by the likes of Louis Mtlanga, Don Gumbo, Yuma Segela in South Africa. And we actually try and create our own style of music, but having the background of Afro jazz. But our type of music is called Chigio. Having said that, we also have other artists that actually came to join our band. A brother from Ghana is a very good keyboard player, and another brother from Nigeria is a very good drum player. So we actually fuse in different styles of music to create our own style, which is called Chigio.
So what do you guys look for when it's bringing everybody together just to form the band? Obviously, they've got to have the skills and everything, but what are some elements you'd like to see in these artists and bring them together?
I would say the main thing is just, you know, someone who is easy to get along with, and someone with a skill that is different from the other team members, but someone who can bring the skill that would actually come together with our already having skills to form up something that will come out nice for the people. So we look for someone who is humble, someone who is disciplined, because we do have practices, and we also need to get together and living from different places. Like I live in Orange, and the brother that we sing with lives in Wagga Wagga in New South Wales, and the band leader Simba lives in Sydney, and the other few guys live in there. So we try to make sure that we can have some discipline when we say it's time for practicing. We all come together and practice, and those different skills actually come together and bring up beautiful music. And I would say also the other thing is music is like a language, so we want people who can come up with a skill that can actually speak to people in a different way. So some of the skills could actually come up as a healing factor to people that listen to the music. Some of them would make people feel better and have motivated to do things. So in other words, it also helps as therapy for them, make them all have a good life.
What's your favorite song to perform?
I love to perform Shosholoza. Shosholoza is a song that actually brings people together. It talks about the melodies that we are bringing all the way from Africa. Most of those lyrics and some of the melodies that we bring together, it's resemblance of sounds coming from the mountains, coming from the forests, that actually speaks to people and bring them good vibes. So it's called Shosholoza.
This will be my last question. You sort of touched upon it earlier, but what role does music bring in vast cultures together from all the continents, like what it brings to people?
Yeah, music brings people together. It's a different language altogether. It's a language that actually brings people together. Like we can hear the drums playing now. People from different cultures can actually dance along to that drum beat. It actually brings people together in a way that they connect. It's a language that whoever loves to have peace, whoever loves to have joy, can actually join together and come together, be together as one, and just enjoy. So it brings people together, communicates to people in different ways.
That was Francis Peary from Echoes of African Music, ending the report.